Let's see, we have on our agenda 9 and 10 will be reviewed on April 14th. So we are now on item 11, PR 2021-5210, SI 2021-303 site plan. This is for Albuquerque Department of Municipal Development at 1801 Arroyo Vista Boulevard Northwest, between 118th Street and 1801 Arroyo Vista. And the agent is Consensus Planning. And let's see. Oh, there's Mr. Green. Mr. Green, are you representing this case today?
Yes, I am, Madam Chair. It's Chris Green, Consensus Planning.
All right, I was distracted by the greenery behind you and didn't find you immediately.
I don't know where that came from.
Thank you. Go ahead and give us your firm name once again, your address, and I will swear you in.
Chris Green with Consensus Planning, 302 8th Street Northwest, Albuquerque 87102.
Mr. Green, do you swear firm to tell the truth?
I do.
Okay. And is there anyone else on your group that will be speaking?
If there are questions come up, Keith Reed is here from the City of Albuquerque's Department of Municipal Development. And also Michael Voss from our office may answer questions.
Okay. All right. Let's go ahead and get Mr. Green or Mr. Reed sworn in. Please introduce yourself. Give us an address.
Madam Chair, my name's Keith Reed. I'm an engineering project manager with the Department of Municipal Development, and I'm the project manager on this project. My address is P.O. Box 1293, Albuquerque, New Mexico, 87103.
Mr. Reed, do you swear affirm to tell the truth?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Go ahead, which one of you wants to give us an overview of the project?
I'll go ahead and do that. So Madam Chair, this site plan before you is the continued development of the city's regional baseball or sports complex on the west side off of Arroyo Vista Boulevard. Phase one was constructed several years ago and included the development of the half street section of Arroyo Vista, the associated parking for the complex, 5 lighted baseball fields, 100% synthetic turf fields, a 2-story building in the center of the complex, which serves for concessions, restrooms, meeting space, and administrative offices. And then, so like I said, this is just the continued development of the complex. Adding a 6th field down at the southern end of the site. This portion of the site is approximately half of the 81-acre total project site for the regional sports complex. So I think that's it in a nutshell. There, the parking that was developed during phase one was sufficient for the original 5 fields, in addition to the 6th field as well. So there will be no additional parking being constructed as part of this project. All of the infrastructure, water and sanitary sewer lines that were constructed as part of phase one, they will remain as is. There's no extension of those facilities as part of this project. The only utility that's really being extended is in coordination with PNM, extending the power for the facility, including an additional transformer. So other than that, I would stand for any questions.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Green. Is there any member of the public that wishes to speak on item 11 at the regional sports complex? Okay, I'm not seeing anyone, and Thank you, Mr. Rodenbeck, for showing some of those Westland Master Plan documents. Let's go to board comments, starting with Water Authority.
Good morning, Mr. Green, Mr. Reed. This is Blaine Carter with the Water Authority. A couple comments on this project. Just first for the record, we reviewed this project based on the statement that there will be no water or sewer service needs for this phase. And so the review is based upon that comment. The future connections, there's a note on the phase one utility plans that future connections, particularly the sewer, would require a lift station. As the Water Authority's assumption that those future connections would be on private property and under private maintenance. So that's just another comment for the record. We have two comments related to just coordination items. We'd like if you guys could explain if there's any other water and sewer services desired for future phases of this project, and if so, how they will connect, particularly looking to if there needs to be some sort of corridor reserved if you're trying to get up north with a sewer line, a force main line, where that would be located. And as well, there's an availability statement issued, number 150110R. That is, of course, expired after 1 year from issuance, but it did require at the time an extension of a water main at the southern property line. And that doesn't appear to have been constructed. So we'd like to coordinate with you in terms of the timing of that construction, when that's anticipated to occur, particularly as you're looking to do future phases. So that is it for our comments. I'd be happy to answer your questions if you have any.
So, Madam Chair, this is Mike Bostitz. I'm sorry I'm late with Bohannon Houston.
Okay, let's get you all on the record. Give us your name, company, address, and I'll sort you in.
Absolutely. My name is Michael Boloskowitz with Bohannon Houston. The address is 7500 Jefferson Street, Northeast.
Mr. Boloskowitz, do you swear affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Madam Chair and Mr. Carter, based off the comments that we had, we do understand that there are some waterline and sanitary sewer improvements necessary along 118th Street. As a part of this project, we don't anticipate any of those services needed for this phase, but we do recognize upon subsequent phases that those services will be needed as we move further to the south. And we also anticipate having have those heard at subsequent DRB hearings in order to support those future developments. So as a part of, specifically this one, there is no need for any additional connections to the Water Authority's mains for specifically talking with this phase two.
That's the blame with the Water Authority. Thank you, Michael.
Okay, code enforcement.
Carl Garcia with code enforcement. Code enforcement reviewed this project and has no comments.
Okay, thank you. Parks and Recreation.
Michelle Smith from Recreation Department. So some of the